Smile.
90.4 FM.
You might remember we recently had a conversation about rites of passage into parenthood. Mm. Linda, good morning. You've called us because you wanted to actually share something about one of those parenting moments that you had.
My son was born 24 years ago, and the very next morning, I had to hear my son got a heart problem. He needed a heart operation, and he needed to have it fast. And, you know, like babies drop their weight in hospital, and all of a sudden, because he could not get enough oxygen, he suffered from severe pulmonary stenosis. His oxygen level from his heart to his lungs at that stage was just about, like, the valve that was open was just about 1% open, which means he was suffering of a lack of oxygen. But he was relatively okay-ish, and he was dropping weight because he couldn't suck and breathe at the same time. And I realized for the first time that I had, for 3 weeks, I had to build his immune system up. I had to make sure that he is going to be okay and his weight will get to the point where it was when the day he was born. And I realized his grandmother, his father, my friends, anybody around me can't get this boy to say I love except me. And that day I realized I'm a mother. To realize that my life depends on this little boy growing up and everything that comes with that. That's when I realized I'm a mother.
Wow, Linda. I'm going to assume that he needed an operation fairly early on in his life then.
Yes, exactly to the day he was born. 3 weeks later, he had his operation by Susan Forsler, and a woman I can never praise enough. She's like an angel from heaven. She did a superb job. They literally took his heart muscle. They took a piece of his heart muscle and they created a muscle valve for him. And he was fine until he just got to high school. And he needed another heart operation. And they told me he might get a valve that was in Pretoria by Dr. de Villiers. And they thought he might have received or a horse valve or a pig valve. And when he came out, they told me he received a human valve. Somebody passed away and he got it. My son is academically has thrived. He's studying LLB. He's working. He's as fit as a fiddle. But yeah, it was an experience I didn't sign up for. I didn't think I'm going to have. But it has prepared me very quickly to understand how a little body like that depends on us as parents.
Most definitely. Now, Linda, tell me, the donor of the heart valve, did you ever get to know who the family was?
I tell you what, and it is something I regret my whole life, because my son was in theatre for about easy six to 8 hours, and when I came out, because I didn't expect it, and you're sitting with this adrenaline and anticipation and fears and happiness and whatever, you have all these emotions. So when I told you, it's like I heard that, but I didn't register it. And only once my son was in the ward, a day or two, I realized my son just got a human valve. And Bobby, for the life of me, if there's one thing I regret for the rest of my life, is not going back and ask, who are these people? I can kick myself, and I do kick myself. Somehow, it's just like sometimes when I'm in shock with certain stuff, I do the most dumbest, stupid things, and this was one of them. I never gone back and actually asked, and I do regret that forever.
Linda, if you at this moment in time could speak to the family of the donor, that donor who saved your little boy's life, what would you say to them?
I always wanted to say the following to them. I want to say to them that I did not know that morning. What my son, what gift he would have received. And their loved one, because I don't know from what angle this person's coming into their lives, but their loved one, for that loved one to obviously was a donor, an organ donor, I want to say to them, thank you for being able that my son could receive that valve to prolong my son's life. And I want to say to them that my son is doing so well. And I want them to know that I thank them every day. And I do believe that they will get blessed. And they do get blessed over and over for what their loved one has provided in this case to my son. And I thank them from the bottom of my heart, and I pray for them every day. And I'm so, so sorry I've never had the opportunity to meet them. But I want them to understand one thing. There has not been a day that I have never not been grateful and appreciated what their loved one has done for my son. And my sincere condolences and what they may be going through, missing their loved one, knowing that I have my child through them living longer.
Smile. 90.4 FM.